Blog Talk Radio.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm loving my life here with my my beautiful wife, Jennifer. All my grandkids come over. I'm about to close my pool next week, man, because, you know, we're getting into a cooler season here in New York City. How you doing down there in Texas, my brother?
It's hot. It's hot.
What's the temperature down there?
It's been in the hundreds.
Oh! Oh! The hundreds, damn, man. Now, do you and Tony F, do you guys have, like, an apartment, or do you have a house, or, like, what's the story with you guys, man?
We're in a duplex.
You're in a duplex. Okay, so you got central air?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God, man. In this weather, you know, I got a pretty sizable house here. I got two central air units myself. Now, this year here in New York City, man, we've only experienced five days, man, the entire summer, over 90 degrees. That is a crazy summer for us. Usually you have about 30 days over 90. But here in New York City, man, we're not dealing with that. Not this year. I guess all the heat is going south of us, man. But I pray for you, my brother, and I hope everything gets cooler there in Texas, my brother.
Me too. It'll start cooling down in September.
Yeah. So hang in there, man. If you want to keep me on the side, if you got other people on hold, you know, let's have some fun today, man. I'm hanging
one
out, my brother.
Yeah. Okay, 101, you're on here.
My pussy went missing.
Say what?
My pussy.
Okay, goodbye. All right, we're not going to play any games tonight. Okay? Let's play some great gospel, not gospel music, alternative Christian music tonight. All righty. We're going to play a song here called Run Amen. Here we go.
Why do you run? Why do you hide? Don't you know I just want to be with you? Thank you.
And I'm going to play You by Apollo LTD.
Have you ever felt like you just couldn't be yourself? It could be easier if you were someone else. Is there a voice inside your mind that reminds you all the time the ways you're broken? Has it left you hopeless? It can be a hard, hard thing just being alive. It can be a dark, dark thing when you're trying to hide.
Play Burning in the Rain by Ole.
Thank you.
now, we're going to play Right Now by TLH Life and Coop.
I just wrote this song right now. Learning that the only time it starts right now. You're like a star right now. This beat. First right now, no time to practice, rehearsing right now. They like OMG Cook, be the worst pipe down. I'm an underground kid with a certified sound. Looking at my past, recollecting, trying to figure out what me and you got disconnected. Now I'm looking forward like maybe it was destined. God got it figured out, so I'm second guessing.
Because my grandkids won't shut up, man. Get out of here, man. I'm on a radio show, man. That's all good, my brother. Yeah, that was fantastic, man.
Amen.
Keep
Amen.
Up the good work,
well,
my brother.
I'm going to get into tonight's lesson. It's John chapter 4. And you see, Jesus was obedient to his Father. See, Jesus is our perfect example in every way, including how to obey God. His determination to do the will of his Father was evident throughout his life. And in the following scripture, when he said in John chapter 4, verse 34, "My food is due to the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." In other words, Jesus' focus was on serving God, and nothing was going to distract him from accomplishing that goal. He was not worried about what he was going to eat or what he was going to drink. Jesus understood what it was that his Father was asking him to do, and he was committed to doing it. He knew that as long as he was obeying his Father, everything would work out exactly as God had planned. The greatest commandments. In today's lesson, we will be looking at what Jesus said is the greatest commandment in the Bible. And in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. See, this scripture tells us that the greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. But how do we do that? The answer is found in the following seven words spoken by Jesus. In John chapter 14, verses 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. See, the most important commandment in the Bible is to love God with all our hearts, minds, and souls. We do this by keeping his commandments. So let's look at getting to know our neighbor. The second greatest commandment that Jesus mentioned was to love our neighbors as ourselves. So loving our neighbors means getting to know them and getting involved in our communities. There's an old saying, people do not care how much we know until they know how much we care. So when we take the time to get to know our neighbors, we are showing them Christ's love put into action. It is then that God will present an opportunity for us to share our lives for Jesus with our neighbor or neighbors, either in words, through our actions, or both. But it all begins with us taking an interest in the lives of the people that we interact with every day. After all, how can we love our neighbors if we don't know them? When Jesus was on earth, he did not isolate himself. He was out among the people in their homes and involved in their lives. In today's world, it can be easy to isolate ourselves and live in our own little bubbles. With advances in technology, it can be easy to confine ourselves to our own homes and live our own lives without ever getting to know the people in our community. But see, that is not how God intended for brothers and sisters in Christ to live. Scripture after scripture tells us about the importance of loving our neighbors. To do that, we need to know what is going on in their lives. So in conclusion, Jesus took his Father's commandments seriously. He placed more importance on obeying God than he did on anything else, even food. Like Jesus, God wants us to have a laser focus on keeping his commandments. This shows God that we trust in his plan for us and that we understand the importance of being obedient to him. God has a plan for all of us. If we learn his commandments and strive to keep them, we will be blessed. If we ignore his commandments and try only to please ourselves, we will be punished. We will end today's lesson with the following scripture, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Amen. That is God's plan for us. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, That number is area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key, and I will bring you on the air. Amen. Let's play some more godly music since we have no callers at the present time. Okay. Let's play The Hope Inside by Colony House. That was Hurricane by Whitfield. Amen. All righty. Hopefully, Tony Talk is going to join us tonight. I asked him if he would call in tonight, and he said he would. So hopefully, this is Tony. Okay. 111, you're on the air. Hello? 111, you're on the air. Oh, you can't got your tongue? Going once, going twice, going twice, gone. All righty. Well, if you're out there and you want to call in and talk on the air, call on the area code 657-383-1487. That's 657-383-1487, and press that 1 key, and I'll bring you on, just like I'm getting ready to bring on this individual. 111.
Hello, hello. This is your president. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Well, hey, Donald J. Trump, how you doing?
Yes, I'm watching the debates are nothing but a joke. Be sure to vote for Trump 2024. Thank you, and God bless America.
God bless America. All righty. That was Donald J. Trump, folks. What a blessing to have the former president on the air. Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, like I said, if you're out there and you want to call in, the number is 657-383-1487, and press that 1 key, and I'll bring you right on. Okay, I have callers in the chat room. I mean, in my call log, but nobody is pressing the 1 key. I don't understand what's going on. I hope they press the 1 key so I can bring them on the air. Amen. What did y'all think of tonight's lesson of John 4? I hope you found it a blessing, as I did in reciting it to you. Amen. We got another caller here, 111. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, no recordings. We're going to play recordings. Actual voices, please. Okay, I want to hear voices. I want to hear people talking. Okay, I want to hear people conversating. Okay, let's talk about the Lord. Amen? Like I said, hopefully Tony Gaga will call in tonight. He did say he would call, so hopefully He'll push the 1 key and call in tonight, so we can hear from our beloved Uncle T. Amen. All righty. So 111, you're on the air.
Talk about taking on a huge,
Okay. A person's talking underwater. All right. We can't understand underwater talk. We're not fish. No, we're not fish. My last name may be Fishman, but that doesn't mean I'm a fish. Amen. So, I guess I'll play some more music here until we get some more callers. Okay, and see what's going on here. Don't understand it. I was hoping we'd get a lot of calls tonight. Alrighty. Well, let's play some more music here. Play a song here called Raise Up by Semler.
Bring me your weak, your weary. Bring me your strange and cold. I come for hope and healing that you won't feel alone. So raise up, raise up, raise up.
Everywhere by Johnny Swim.
Okay.
Yes, heaven is everywhere. Amen. All righty. Let's take another caller. 111, you're on the air. Enough of that nonsense. And I don't know what's going on tonight. Don't know why people want to just be goofy. Okay, so I was hoping we get some good callers in tonight and people want to talk about the Lord or being saved tonight. That would have been great to hear somebody say they got saved on the air. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, okay, because I know they're listening. Amen. I want to say God bless them. Thank you for being faithful listeners. And hope you can call in soon and tell us how you're doing. Amen. 111, you're on the air.
You sound like you got shit in your mouth.
Oh, yeah?
I'm Sheriff Cox at Ram Ranch.
Oh, this is not Uncle T.
You said you want to put your penis in my mouth.
Somebody playing a recording. Oh, okay, goodbye. All righty. Okay, hopefully Uncle T was going to call in. I was hoping to hear from him. Okay. Yeah, the idiot's playing sound clips. I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know why they want to do this tonight. So actually, I see you you called in. You want to come on the air? Press the one key, Ashley. I'll bring you on the air. Come on, folks. Call in. Okay. We got another caller. 111. You're on here.
Fuck my ass. Tony Gaga. Tony Gaga. Fuck my ass. Tony Gaga. Tony Gaga. Fuck my ass.
Okay. That's enough of that. Okay. Let's try another 111. You're on here.
Hello, this is your President Donald J. Trump again. Tomorrow, I'll be going to Atlanta. Need some prayers from all you Christians. Pray for me that I won't be locked in. Amen.
Okay. We'll do so for you, Donald J. Trump, because you won't get indicted. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sir. All righty. Okay. Let everybody pray for Donald J. Trump that he doesn't get indicted tomorrow. Amen. All right. Yeah, he's going to be in Atlanta. Amen. Amen to that. Well, I don't see anybody calling in. Oh, we got another one. 111.
Hello, this is Frank. How are you doing here, Pastor?
How you doing, Frank? I'm doing great.
I'm doing okay. I need some prayer. I need to get a brand new ice cream truck.
Oh, wow. What happened to your old one?
The illegals came in from Mexico, and they stole my ice cream truck.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll pray for you that you get a new ice cream truck better than the last one. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, Pastor Ken, for praying for my ice cream truck.
You're welcome, my brother.
Amen.
Okay, let's bring on another call here from 111.
Hello, I am Ukrainian woman. I'd like to thank you for helping to kill Yevgeny Prigozhin.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's bring on another 111. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Pastor Veal. How's it going, Ken?
Uh-huh. All right, how's it going?
Yep, it's me. It's been an interesting day. I recently joined my local chapter of the KKK.
Okay, all righty. That wasn't Pastor Beal, because he doesn't join the KKK. All righty. Oh, well, we ain't got no more callers. Okay, give a shout-out to Mike Hunt, Ashley A., Grimshaw, Dr. N., Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, and Tommy Monahan. God bless you all for tuning in tonight, okay, in the chat room. We got another caller here. Let me bring him in, 111. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, let's try another one. 111. Let's try another one here. 111, you're on here.
That was really strange. I didn't quite get to finish my story there. This is Pastor Veal again.
What happened? I don't know what happened.
I don't know. That was very strange. Well, I joined up with the KKK, and I went to the local chapter thinking that it was something else. But it turns out all they do is they meet up every Wednesday, every Thursday, and they have a barbecue together. I thought we were going to be lynching niggers. Yeah, I'm very disappointed.
Oh, wow.
I was getting the rope ready and everything.
Oh. Well, why would you want to do that anyway? You're a pastor.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to restore the nation to its former glory.
Well, I don't think that's right, Pastor Beal, so I'm going to say goodbye. Okay? 111, you're on the air. 111. Okay, let's try another one. 111. All righty. Okay, well, I guess that's it for the call tonight. Okay. Oh, well, we got another one. Let's try it, see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Albert calling in to see if anybody wants to buy an ice cream truck.
Well, Frank does.
Yeah, because I got this one off the street. We stripped it down and then we put it back together again. So we want to sell it. It doesn't have the same license plate.
Oh, the ice cream truck for Frank.
No. It wasn't Pancho. No. It wasn't Frank. No, who Frank?
He's the one that lost an ice cream truck. Somebody stole it.
Oh, he's the one that we got. Okay. No, forget it. We'll sell it on Craigslist.
Okay. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, this is Pastor Veal.
Hey, Pastor Veal, how you doing?
I didn't get to finish my story.
Well, we're not going to talk about lynching black folk on this radio.
I didn't say I was doing it. I was saying other people were doing that. And I wanted to say that was ungodly in this day and age. Yeah, maybe 80 years ago it was okay, but not today, right? Amen?
No, it wasn't good back then either.
It wasn't really illegal back then, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't illegal.
Well, it wasn't something they lock you up for. Listen, the people last night, they paid. They were a gay pest control company. They didn't want a breeder to read the ad. They wanted you to read the ad. And they, you know, they don't want a black guy who's a super breeder on top of it to read the ad. They don't like breeders.
They don't.
They're Gold Star. You know what Gold Star is?
No.
You don't know what Gold Star gay people are?
No.
And you're a gay man? Gold Star means they've abstained from pussy their entire life.
Oh. Well, that's why, probably the reason why I don't know that, because I had some.
Tony F. is Gold Star, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they were taking a chance with you not being Gold Star, and you disappointed them. So they want to have another reading for another one of their businesses.
Okay, well, as soon as you send me over the reading, I'll try it out.
All right, I'll have someone fax that over to you or email it or SMS it to you in a few minutes, all right?
Okay, put it here in the chat so I can read it from the chat.
Okay, will do.
Sounds good.
But
all right.
I just want to warn people to keep away from the KKK because they still don't like black people, no matter what they say.
All right. Yeah, stay away from the KKK, folks. Amen. God bless. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
You are a scumbag.
You see that in your mirror every day.
Okay, all righty. Well, let's see if we get that ad in the chat room, okay, so I can read it for Mike Hunt and his pest control. Amen. All righty. Let's play another song here. Okay, let's play Good to Get Back by Jim Sonefield.
First round.
Okay, well, we got a caller. Let me bring him on and see what we got.
Wait. I'm calling you. Oh. Yes, I'm sorry. I had to say it. That's his name. He's a nigga.
Papa,
that's his name. Okay? That's his name. Fuck you.
That's a recording. That's a recording. Sorry. Okay? Uncle T doesn't talk like that. I'm sorry. All right. Well, let's go back to music.
Come on.
music. They have great music. Got a caller here, 111. Let's take it and see what we got. Who we got on here?
A nice chiplish. That was a pedophile. Sex with young boys. I paid to dispel their dirty underwear and everything else. And just me. That's what I did.
Okay, I was recording. All right, 111. You're on there. Hello? 111. You're
yeah,
on the air.
Sorry. I'm calling from Ukraine. What was that message before about killing some Russian guy?
No, I don't know. I couldn't make it out.
Did you kill some man?
I've been praying for Ukraine to win this war that's going on.
Did you kill some Russian man or what?
No, I did not.
Have you ever killed a man?
No.
Did you snitch and kill a man?
No.
Someone say that then.
I don't know.
Do you have a conscience about it?
Yeah, I have a conscience. I don't kill people.
What about if they are Russian and bad people?
Well, I would pray for them, okay, and hope that they see the light, okay, and let the Lord in.
So if someone sticks a gun to your head, you hope they see the light, you would not stop them?
Well, I would try to, okay, if I could.
I heard that you were a tough son of a bitch in the past.
Well, I was back in the day. I'm older now, okay? I don't fight
anymore. So now you are pussy?
No, I just don't fight anymore.
What have you done in the past, fighting?
I was a boxer, okay? It was pretty fierce boxer at that.
Did you stick a gun in people's face before?
No, I didn't do nothing like that. Well, I wasn't.
So you are not bad. You are not bad.
Okay. No, I'm not bad. I'm a good man.
Okay, good man. Continue on and preach.
Okay. All righty. Well, we got another caller here. 111, you're on there. Okay, all righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father said today, close the books on the past and walk into the brighter day ahead. Forgive, release, bless, move on. Forget the past. No more need to be right or to prove your point. Quiet the internal dialogue that arises from the background. Look into the wistful glance to what could have been or should have been. Listen to my voice calling to you, resonating in the depths of your being, saying, come away, my beloved. Come away to new things and new life and new promise, for that is the portion in me. Just stand up and walk away from the prison house of men's making, says the Father. There is no need to come to any conclusion about what has happened. You need only make a choice to refrain from definitions, labels, descriptions, interpretations, analysis, and judgments that only bring turbulence and despair. So step into the silence where the atmosphere of heaven absorbs by my power every negative influence. People, situations, circumstances, it seems so powerful to control your outcome, fall to dust and ashes at one word from my mouth. Can you hear the clarion declaration of your liberty going forth from my throne? It is a sound of love and a sound of hope extended to you this day, launching you into tomorrow crafted by my hand. And we, amen, amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. Okay. Well, I'm going to play us out with a song, okay? And everybody have a blessed night. Good night, okay? See you tomorrow night on another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Let me bring him on and see what he has to say. Hello.
Oh, shalom, Kenny. Sorry, brother, I was late. I'm sorry I was late, brother. I was actually watching a baseball game, and then I had to take a vicious diarrhea shit, so I didn't want to call during that, and I just got off the toilet a little while ago, so I decided to call. I know it's only about 8 minutes left in the show, brother, but I didn't want you to think that I forgot. Or that I wasn't, that I didn't want to call, brother. Has the show
okay,
been
we actually only got about 5 minutes. Okay, but that's okay. I'm glad you called.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. Have you gotten a lot of calls tonight or not? I figure with the election and all that on, maybe they're watching that.
I've got a lot of recordings tonight.
Oh, recordings?
Yeah,
people
calling in with recorded messages.
Like just random, like, commercials or, like, what? I don't understand.
No, just Tony Gaga saying things in the past, like saying the N-word.
Oh, yeah, those are real highbrow comedy type calls. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm sorry, brother, that's terrible. You would think if somebody's going to take the time out of their day to call, they would actually have a good, funny call. If it's going to be funny, make it funny. That shit's not funny. You know what I'm saying, Kenny?
Right, right.
But so did you get any good callers? I mean,
not really. I got a call by a Ukrainian man wanting to know if I kill Russians.
Oh. You know, it's weird. I almost think, like, people just randomly come across your show on Blog Talk, and they just call in with just crazy questions.
Yeah, it could be that way. I don't know. Well, we got another caller here.
Oh.
Let me bring
him
up and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
I don't like swearing. I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it the way it is. I'm calling you,
nigga.
If you tell me, I had to say it, I curse.
another recording. It's another recording.
Of course. Of course, I'm on, and now they call in and play the time Tony called me the N-word. Well, there's actually been about 47 times that he's called me that, but we passed that, I guess. I'm sorry I called late, Kenny. I know you probably got annoyed with a lot of those calls and, you know.
Yeah. Now we got more of them, I think. We got two more 1-1-1 callers.
Amen.
Let me check him and see who we got. Maybe it might be a good one.
Good
one. 1-1, you're on the air.
Why are you having impersonators call into your show? How do that?
I don't know.
This is Tony. Why are you doing that, Pastor Kent?
I'm doing great, but I don't think this is Uncle Tony. I think this is an imposter.
No, this is the real Tony. I have a cold.
Oh.
You see me having impersonators on my show. Get out of here.
Okay, well, let's take another call here real quick. Okay, let's bring on Ashley here. Okay, hey, Ashley, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I just said...
Hello, Ashley. How you doing, brother? How are you doing tonight, Miss Ashley?
I'm doing okay,
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. I'm okay. I just figured I'd call in because there haven't really been a lot of good callers. Just idiots playing recordings and some weirdo from Ukraine. I don't know.
I think everybody's watching the debate tonight. I think that's where everybody is.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
Donald
even know.
Trump went through twice.
What did you say, Kenny?
We had Donald Trump calling twice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he called right in, yeah. Is he a big fan of the show, Kenny?
I don't know, but he asked me to pray for him that he didn't get indicted tomorrow.
Good luck with that.
He's going to get indicted.
More than likely.
Yeah, there's nothing that can save that guy. He's an idiot.
I've had about enough of him. Kenny.
Yeah.
Who do you like in the next election, the presidential election? Who do you think you're going to – I mean, I guess they haven't decided the actual opponents or whatever, the people that are going to be in it. But who do you like as your politician going forward? Do you have a favorite or you just kind of stay out of it?
I kind of stay out of it. But I'm going to vote – I think I'm going to vote Democratic this time around.
Well, I mean, of course you are, Kenny. That's a given. Amen.
Amen. Well, we got another call here.
Sorry.
1-1, you're on the air.
Ken, don't waste your vote on those idiots. Don't waste your vote.
Don't?
Don't vote for Democrats.
That's John Longfeather on the phone right there, Kenny. You know who that is? That's John.
Yes.
I know that. Ferraro will beat your ass if you vote for Republicans, but just tell him you're voting Democrat and then just vote the other way when he's not looking.
Does he come in the booth with you, Kenny? Probably. Y'all probably have a little action in there.
Cheers.
Oh, okay. That's...
Just write in someone. Don't vote either Democrat or Republican. They pretty much both suck.
BJ.
I'll tell you who I'm voting for, Kenny. He's a very small independent. His name is Mitch. I'm voting for Mitch.
Mitch?
No
did
last,
he have
name.
A last name.
No, well, I mean, they call him the bitch, but his first name is Mitch. He's actually my dog. He's a refugee He stole a Twisted Tea truck and drove away. I ain't seen him in 2 years. But that's who I'm writing in. I think everybody should vote for Mitch.
Oh, yeah. Mitch.
I mean, he's a chihuahua that can drive.
And he drinks.
That's crazy.
And he smokes. And he drinks and smokes.
He also set fires.
That's true. Also a porn director. He made a doggy porn. Johnny was in it. Well, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Didn't ever come out, but legality's gotten away with that.
What?
Ken, vote for Grover. Put Grover on the ballot. Grover Washington. He's paving for hope.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should vote for Grover. Yeah.
I want to see him get like one millionth of the pie. You know what I mean? Like everybody have like a percent and then Grover have 0.0000001%. And I want to know what picture they'd use for him.
Just a picture of Banjo. Banjo
the
raccoon. It went up the
picture.
All right.
Well, the show is over. Okay,
oh, you know what else I found out? Running?
Time, Ken?
Huh?
You're in overtime.
Yeah, we're in overtime. Yeah. But nobody can hear us but us.
No,
there are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Kenny.
Goodbye.
It's not me. It's Blog Talk hanging up.
Kenny, I wanted to ask your permission. I am actually in Grover, too. I'm actually writing a book. I have outlined it. And I've begun to write it. It is called A Man and His Raccoon, the Grover Washington story. I would like permission to write that story. Is it okay if I write that story, Kenny? And Grover, is that okay?
It's a fake story. It's fiction.
It's not fiction, Kenny. Grover, call in. Shit. He's probably not even listening because he's probably watching on his the debate. I gotta get. You're not even really in the story. You're in the end of it, Kenny, but not too much of it. It's mostly Grover's story, and I'd like to get his permission. I've already got Dexter's and the family. I gotta get Grover's permission.
Okay. Well, get Grover's permission. If he says yes, then go ahead, write it.
Amen.
What about the Mexicans, the gang, the cartel, when he was running drugs? Get their permission.
I'm not even going to bother with that. Is it okay if I read some excerpts, Kenny? If I read some excerpts on the show? Is it okay, Kenny, if I read, like, once I've gotten some done, you know, some rough copy done, if I read it on the show?
Sure. Okay.
Just look it up
on
Sermon Central.
All right, good night, everybody. God bless.
Sermon.